Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. It's a quick podcast that airs most weekdays with a quick recap of the day's top two or three stories on our site and in print. So if you have a few minutes, here's your news. It's Friday, December 29th, 2017. First up, two California residents are dead after their sedan collided with a semi-trailer outside White City Thursday afternoon. A driver and passenger inside a 2013 Toyota Camry, who Oregon State Police have only identified as a California couple, were headed northbound on Kershaw Road when the car failed to stop at the Highway 140 intersection just after 1:15 p.m., according to an Oregon State Police release. The vehicle was struck by a 2001 Freightliner headed westbound on Highway 140. Medical personnel, including Mercy Flights and Jackson County Fire District 3, pronounced the two occupants of the Camry dead at the scene. The semi-trailer driver was not injured in the crash and is cooperating with investigators, according to Oregon State Police. Names won't be released until next of kin can be notified. The crash blocked Kershaw Road for much of Thursday afternoon while OSP investigated it, which was first reported at 1:16 p.m. Oregon Department of Transportation reports show that delays at the intersection were lifted sometime after 6. Next up, don't get taken for a ride. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office urges online horse trailer shoppers to beware of a European-based website falsely claiming to be a used trailer dealer in Medford. A website claiming to belong to a KSD Trailers in Medford nearly bilked a woman in Ohio Thursday, according to a Jackson County Sheriff's Office news release. The website, accessed Friday evening, states that the business is located at a non-existent address in the 3400 block of South Pacific Highway. The website also states that the business delivers horse trailers nationwide from the Medford location, but a Jackson County Sheriff's deputy confirmed that there's no trailer business in that area between Medford and Phoenix, according to the release. The company doesn't appear in local business directories either. The website lists bumper pull, gooseneck, and living quarters trailers at what appear to be market values in the United States, but suspiciously lists prices with, quote, U.S. dollars and no commas. An Ohio woman contacted the Sheriff's Department Thursday after attempting to transfer funds to the company. The victim's bank interrupted the transfer after alerting her that funds were destined to a bank account in Spain. The apparent scam mirrors a nearly identical Roseburg report from September. And last up, Ashley Home Store in the Medford Center will move into a 50% larger store next year at the former Costco building on Highway 62. The current building is 32,000 square feet, but the new location in the right half of the Costco building will boost their space 47,000 square feet. Hobby Lobby will occupy the other part of the former Costco building. Well, that's it for today. You can check out full versions of all of these stories on our website at mailtribune.com. You can also listen to our full offering of podcasts at mailtribune.com/podcasts. And you can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good day.